Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello once again, Chris Malone from 98.5 KTK Morning Show. Here we go with today's recap, Friday, December 2nd, 2022. We talked about the Target gingerbread house. I mean, what's Christmas without a gingerbread house? Even if you don't have one in your house, you do see them at the stores, and usually Target is one of the stores you go to. So it looks like they're having a little bit of fun this year. Each of the Target store gingerbread house kits comes with pre-baked and ready-to-eat sugar cookies. They come with colorful icing, candies to decorate to your heart's content. Of course, you're going to find a classic touches of a Target, including the vibrant red cart, the employee name tag that you can name yourself, and an edible version of Bullseye the dog. Not sure about that, but I thought that was pretty good. They even have the little bollards that are out in front, the big giant red balls, which are there to stop a car from entering the store, but they even add that touch to the Target store gingerbread house. All right, not a wine drinker. That's not a big deal, but maybe you want to get a bottle of wine for an upcoming dinner. How do you pick? How do you know? Because there's a lot of dozens and dozens of brands of wine. I mean, besides the type of wines, like the Cabernet or the Merlot or the Pinot Grigio, stuff like that. How do you know you're going to get a good bottle of wine? Here is actually how to avoid the worst bottles of wine when you go to the store, because three things will affect the taste of wine in a negative way. Temperature, storage, and sunlight. So, you know, if you're talking about something that's been out in the sun for a while, it's going to change the taste of the wine. And that's why you need to be kind of careful when you're buying wine at a grocery store. Contrary to what you've heard, seeking out younger vintages is probably your best bet. It's true, wine does get better with age, but as I said, you don't know if the wine you're buying has been stored in sunlight in a hot warehouse, if it's been sitting there for a very long time. You just never know. It's a gamble that you really don't want to take. And then also be very cautious when you're looking at the bargain table. You need to think like a grocer in this one. On the one hand, there could be a particular brand of a bottle of wine that nobody likes, so they're trying to sell it really cheap. On the other hand, they could just need the space that the wine boxes are taking up, and therefore they're cutting the cost to save you a deal. So that one is always going to be kind of that take your chances type motif when you're looking for wine. This one was funny. It's, you got to admit, the technology we have is just fantastic. You know, with the latest update of Apple software, or the Apple watches and Apple phones, I should say, they actually have like sensors in it that could detect if you've been in an automobile accident or some sort of an accident that you stopped really, really quickly. And which is great because it will automatically call 911 for you. The problem is it can be a little overzealous, which is actually happening in Summit County, Utah. The 911 dispatchers there, they say they're experiencing an uptick in emergency calls due to Apple's crash detection, not because drivers are crashing into each other in this particular county. It's because the nearby ski area, apparently people skiing down the hill, have been setting off the crash detection. Not sure if it's the speed they're going or the fact that they fall or whatever, but the Summit County 911 dispatch office says that on average they get 3 to 5 calls a day from the crash detection. And even worse is, you can program these crash detections to notify friends and family as well. You imagine the heart-stopping moment you get of a phone call stating that your loved one has been involved in an accident. So you may want to turn things off in the settings if you're going to be going skiing over the holiday weekend.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Talked a bit about the Christmas tree, the real one versus the artificial one. And really, there's no right or wrong answer. It just comes down to your personal preferences, maybe some maintenance factors, or even the cost of getting a real tree or a fake tree. So if you've kind of got that one, but you're still on the fence this year, you're going to put the real one up versus the fake one. Here are some pros and cons I found for you, and I thought it made a lot of sense. For the pro side on a plastic tree, well, you can use them year after year after year. The average artificial tree will last 20 years. You're going to save a whole bunch of time because, well, you don't have to pick out a tree. You don't have to size up the tree. You don't have to trim the tree. You know exactly where it goes. You know exactly where all the ornaments go. So that's good. And if you have seasonal allergies or allergies in general, a fake tree is going to be a better way to go because you may be allergic to pine or something in the pine tree. As for the cons of the fake trees, they're not great for the environment. It is true, even though you're not buying a Christmas tree year after year, the real ones are grown sustainably. And even after Christmas, they're chippered up and they go right back into the soil versus the plastic ones. When you throw them away, they're not recyclable. They don't biodegrade. And it's just going to be sitting in a landfill for many, many years. Also, you have to factor in the fact that, if they break, they're very hard to repair. If you have an overzealous and very overweight cat like I do that likes to climb in the trees, that can bend those Christmas tree limbs and break them off, it's going to be virtually impossible to get those fixed. Now on to the pro list for the real trees. As I mentioned, they're really good for the environment. They're grown sustainably. That's good. You got to hit that nostalgia button because, you know, who doesn't remember going with your parents to pick out a Christmas tree? And nothing beats the smell of a real Christmas tree. However, real Christmas trees are generally not as stable as a fake tree, something to consider if you have an animal. They can be a fire hazard, especially if they dry out, and there's a chance you might bring some friends home in the form of bugs. So be careful when you're shopping for your Christmas tree. It's one of those cheesy things that we always love at Christmas time, but there's always one card company that runs commercials. And, you know, it's the guy putting his eyes over his girlfriend or wife and pulling them back to only to discover there's a brand new car in the driveway with a big, gigantic red bow on top of it. Never mind the fact that you didn't really discuss buying the car with somebody. Now you have a new maintenance or a cost every month and there's more fee and more money involved. But let's talk more about the big, gigantic ribbon because or the bow. Who wouldn't love that for just something fun? Or you might actually need that for a particular gift. And believe it or not, they're kind of easy to find online and at stores as well. The one caveat you probably should consider is with those huge, big bows that you can get in various different colors, you probably are going to get it unassembled, which means you're going to have to pull out the loops yourself. And if you're not good at that, you can have kind of a weird looking bow. So you might want to freshen up, maybe do a YouTube tutorial to figure out how to do that. And then finally, we learned about Mariah Carey's ultimate holiday experience in New York City. This goes through booking.com starting on December 14th at 5 p.m. You can actually bid and reserve a booking for the holiday experience courtesy of Mariah Carey. It includes a cushy room at the Plaza Hotel, cocktails and a photo shoot at Mariah Carey's Tribeca penthouse, and tickets to her Merry Christmas to All concert at Madison Square Gardens. The trip takes place December 16th through the 19th. The itinerary jam-packed with more stuff that Mariah Carey's put together herself, including her favorite places to eat and favorite places to go, including Rockefeller Center. And it will cost you only $20.19 per person. Of course, that's to honor the year that Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You went number one on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. So there it is, the show for today, Friday, December 2nd, 2022. I'm Chris Malone. Always welcome your comments and feedback. You can email me at cmalone@audacy.com, spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.